Okay, dudes, I had some people complain that episode 51, the worst idea for a podcast ever, Taco Bell content, basically was cut off with no ending, with no warning. People are upset. Did HW and the Sioux ever pay for the food? What happened? Did they ever do the taste test? Well, all that and more will be answered here in the worst idea for a podcast, Taco Bell content, part two. That's right, part two. The story didn't end there. In fact, we're not even halfway done. This one's a little bit longer, 40 minutes. If you're looking for guitar content, just please, it's not here. I'm sorry. It's not here this time. It's somewhere in the future. Because today, we're going to see what happened to the Sioux and HW. Did they get the wallet? Did they go back? Did Taco Bell throw away the food? Did they keep the food hot? Was the woman upset? Were they angry? Was the food delicious? Was there food at all? Did we get pulled over by the police? All that and more will be revealed now. Episode 52, the even worstest podcast idea ever, we should call this. It's part two. Here we go. HW out.
It's 28 minutes.
It was 28 minutes the last one. Okay, we're back in the car.
Did you get the wallet?
I got the wallet.
Can you imagine not getting the wallet?
What if we got back and forgot the wallet again? I should make sure I have cards in my wallet this time. No, this is really, this has turned into quite the thing. But here we are. We're going back to Taco Bell. Hopefully they didn't throw the food away. Like, these guys aren't coming back. Throw it in the trash. Then we pull up.
Oh,
we're like, hey.
That's on them.
Hey, how you doing?
Was Alyssa asleep when you went up there?
She was asleep. I went up there and she was like, hey. I was like, hi. And then I get my wallet and I start to walk out. And she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I didn't pay for the food. I got to go back to Taco Bell and pay for the food. She's like, what? I'm like, I got to go back because I didn't have any money. And then we only had like $9. She was like, am I dreaming? I was like, no. And then she was like, just don't get the food. And I was like, the Sioux is waiting for me, okay? I'll be back. She's like, all right, drive safe.
That's not a bad question at that point.
Right? It's like, what are you talking about? Yeah.
It's actually easier to believe that's a dream than, like, you're actually doing that. But that's where we found ourselves on this Wednesday night.
Uh-huh.
Man, I couldn't even give you a guess as to what this lady's going to say when we roll back around.
She's going to be like,
15 minutes later.
Okay. Pull back up.
Dude, what if you just pull up and you're like, yeah, I'll have a 2K Cerritos. It's like, just like the exact same order.
And then she's like, no, we already made your food. I'll be like, how could that be? I've never been here before.
Be like, I'll have two Mexi Melts. She's like, actually, that's it.
Here's the thing, though. It's kind of her fault for not telling us that you can't order the quesarito add beef and pico on the app, because you can't.
Well, I mean,
and the other thing is,
she would know that.
Well, the other thing. Well, what are the odds that she would know how to build a Mexi Melt just like that?
They would train her.
Which means I'm not the only person asking about this. Other people,
okay,
are asking for the Mexi Melt.
Why would they discontinue that?
And they've come up. Well, I don't know.
It seems popular.
It seems popular, especially if they know the new Mexi Melt hack.
She knew that recipe right away.
This is why I need Duncan. So that he could have paid for this. Or he could have
delivered it to you.
He could have gone back and gotten my wallet while I waited there.
We could have just podcasted.
Yeah. Duncan could have taken the Tesla and gone back. And we could have stood outside in the 64-degree Taco Bell parking lot air.
Dude, it was a nice day today. Were you outside?
Dude, it was so nice today. I got sunburned a little bit from sitting outside.
What were you doing outside?
I was at Tupelo Honey Cafe eating lunch with my realtor.
Talking about Alec Holmes.
He's also my friend. For some reason, I introduced him as my realtor.
Like, realtor first, and
he
then
was,
friend after
he
that.
Was my realtor, and then we go to church together. He is my friend.
I see.
How
was Tupelo Honey when I were up in there?
It was good. I had a beet salad with chicken and goat cheese. It was really delicious. it's quite a bit better in quality than the stuff I'm about to eat right now from Taco Bell.
Can I ask you a question about that?
Mm-hmm.
So we went to, this is actually our second dinner we've had tonight.
It is.
We went to Buffalo Wild Wings.
They heard about that on the first podcast.
Did we talk about it?
I we might have mentioned it. We didn't like talk about it.
You ate like pretty keto.
Yeah.
And then you also had keto for lunch.
Yeah.
What are you doing now with the Taco Bell? Like, are you just like...
Oh. Well, we're just going to try this. It's 100% for the podcast.
Like, you're willing to do the keto cheat for your faithful listeners.
I'm just going to have a bite or two of each thing, and then I'll go to bed, you know?
Any chance that you're going to be saving any of this food that's left over?
I didn't have much fat today, too. So, if I were being strict, I'd be saying, like, you know, like, I didn't have a lot of fat. I think the danger of cheating on keto is... You eat a high-fat diet, and then if you cheat with carbohydrates, you end up eating a high-fat, you know, moderate-carb diet or something. But what I did today was eat a salad with chicken, and then I ate some chicken wings, and some, and I guess I had a carrot.
I see. Not big offenders on the,
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty low-calorie for the whole day. Now, I mean... I'm in, by no means saying Taco Bell is good for you.
Sure.
Or really should ever be consumed as part of a healthy or balanced diet. But, I don't know. I mean, we've come this far.
Man.
This is, you know, you asked me about Game of Thrones earlier.
Sure.
It's not totally dissimilar from what we're going through right now. Twists and turns.
A lot of battles being fought.
Unexpected friends being made.
Like this lady.
Like this lady and us.
She could be totally entertained by this, or she could be pretty bothered by it.
We're going to have a bond now.
What's your game plan?
I'm going to say, hey,
you remember me?
Hey, we just ordered all that food and forgot my wallet. I got it now. And then when we get up to the window, I'll explain, sorry, we tried to do it on the app, but I didn't have... Then I realized I didn't have my card, and it didn't take Apple Pay or PayPal, which then I'm going to ask her if she can write a sternly worded letter to the CEO or to the app team, and they could add that functionality. That would be good.
Okay, we're pulling up. I'm excited to see this interaction.
Me too.
Hi, how are you?
Hey there. I ordered the food a little while ago and had forgotten my wallet. I got it now, though.
Okay. What is it again?
Sorry, you need me to tell you again?
Yes.
Sure. Okay, it was the, can I get two Crunchwrap Supremes? I guess we're ordering.
Okay.
Two beefy five-layer burritos. It was Mexi Melts, but you said the cheese roll up, add beef, add pico.
Yes. You said two, right?
Yeah. Yeah, root beer, water, and then two quesaritos.
Beef, chicken, or steak?
Steak.
Okay.
And then two caramel apple empanadas and one cinnamon twist.
And do you need any sauce?
Hot and mild.
Yeah, hot and mild would be great.
That will be $30.98
second window, please. Thank you.
It went up.
We're being charged tax now. It went up.
Idiot tax.
It went up. It definitely went up.
Wow, John.
Well, you know, the things you do for tone and podcasts that are loosely related to tone. Yeah, you put that back.
We had money the whole time. It just wasn't $30.
Well, yeah, it was $9. They definitely threw that food, I don't know,
right in
out.
The garbage can, yeah.
Although there is a root beer right there. Did she just pour that? Who can tell?
What do you think of this statement? Right here, John.
In my opinion, the Bedsun Butterfly and Ear Hard profiles are the best profiles Tone Junkies have ever put out. Pure... Fire, fire, fire emoji.
Talk to me about the ear hard. I forgot about these.
You know, it's okay. Someone commented, "Easy now, the Stew AC crowd might hear you." Since someone else, that was Ben Pratt. Bill Boyce posted this, by the way. Jeremy Morrison then posted, "I love the Earhard profiles, but also Stew's AC. There's no picking a favorite for me between these two."
The Earhard.
I'm very glad people like the Earhard. I mean, Ben's Son 1 and 2 were really great packs. I think among some of the best packs that we've ever done. I mean, what does that even mean? But they could be. I'm afraid that if I leave out there, she's going to see a recording. I think this is a big joke.
I'll give you that.
Hello. Hey, sorry about that. Throw this back here. Thank you. Here's your water,
Sue.
Oh,
my gosh.
So, you know, I mean, how can you pick a favorite? My favorite is the is that one, the Stew G 62 AC. But that's me, you know?
Yeah.
And I do think they're, look, when I say they're the best, I also think that's the best sounding amp I've run into.
Yeah, sure.
You have a great night.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
That was a lot of food. That's a heavy bag.
We have the biggest bag of Taco Bell I've ever seen. That Stew G AC30 was the best amp that I've ever encountered to me personally.
You just captured it.
It sounds, I think, pretty magical.
Yeah.
I hope Stew doesn't sell that because I'd be tempted to buy it. But what would I use it for?
You have a profile.
Couldn't profile it again. But it even just looks so good. Should we eat this here?
I think so, man.
Okay, let's just eat it here. Yeah, why would we drive now?
That's not the ticket.
Okay, let's just park and let's do this thing. Let's do it right. Here we go.
Are you in love with the Stew G park profiles as much as Stew G is?
No.
So there's a personal thing with him in the park.
He loves the park. I mean, he would use the park. He just uses it all the time.
Right.
Okay, you bust out this food. Let's see what's going on.
This is the
11 minutes in. We got this thing.
That's the twist.
Here's the cinnamon twists, which are delicious, by the way. I think they just remade all this.
Oh, yeah. These are hot.
Oh, yeah. These are the crunch. Okay, here's the crunch. Wait, is there straws? Whew, that was a close one. Okay, we've got the straws. I've got a root beer. Suze has got water, which is probably a good choice.
To kind of help out, you know. Are you a sauce guy?
Not really.
Okay.
I never really got into the sauces at Taco Bell. So this is a Crunchwrap Supreme.
You've had this before?
No, I haven't. Have I? It looks like nothing else I've ever had before. It's like a disc.
Oh, man.
It's an octagon. It's like a stop sign shape.
That's good, dude.
It's wrapped in a tortilla.
And it's got the hard shell in the middle.
Mmm.
It's got the nacho cheese in there.
I didn't get any of that on my first bite. I just spilled it myself.
What if that was a Tesla?
I wouldn't do this in a Tesla. Is there any napkins in there?
Dude, she was mad. She couldn't be mad.
She was cool.
She was very pleasant about that.
I think at that point she realized I wasn't messing around. I was really just a dummy who forgot my wallet. Who's also trying to do a podcast. Okay, Suze, this is good. It's not changing my life.
Okay. I shouldn't eat all of this because there's a lot of food.
Does yours have a lot of lettuce?
No.
Mine kind of has a lot of lettuce. Like, I'm getting a lot of lettuce flavor. Okay.
Yeah, that's probably enough of that.
Discuss.
I know that you're going to say, that was not the best Crunchwrap I've ever had. And of course, I would say that after you are unimpressed with it. But that's the truth.
It's the only Crunchwrap I've ever had.
Okay.
I get it. What do we got here?
These are piping hot.
Bizarre Pop. Is this a quesarito?
You tell me. We're in your world now.
Now, let me tell you what I love about this quesarito.
I'm going sauce, bro.
It's got rice inside. It's got cheese.
Is it a quesadilla?
Yeah, so...
In a burrito form?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, instead of being wrapped in a tortilla, it's two pieces of tortilla, and then they put some cheese in there.
Mmm.
Well?
Dang, that's good.
It's good, right? I mean, I can't say their steak is, like, USDA certified. Hey, you want to know something?
Yeah.
USDA certified? It's a trademark.
Really?
There's a company called USDA certified.
Hmm.
I'm sorry. That's not true. There's a company called Certified Angus Beef.
Okay.
So when you hear we search Certified Angus Beef, it literally just means they buy the beef from that company. So that they can say that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
This is very, very good.
This is really good, right?
That is a ton of cheese.
Oh, so much cheese. So, I mean...
But I might keep going on this thing.
Wow.
Not a lot of ingredients, which I respect about this dish.
It's got the rice in there, hidden away. It's got the tortilla, then cheese, then another tortilla. Then they're putting steak in there.
Is this pink sauce the same as the...
I don't even think that's pink sauce. I don't even know. Because I don't recall it being in there. But you kind of had some in there. So, what's interesting about this quesarito is that you could have had it with sriracha sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Then they got rid of it. Which is sort of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not really interesting. It's confusing. You just ate that whole thing.
It was good. I've never had one before.
Is this going to work its way into...
The rotation?
The rotation?
I mean, I really liked that.
Two types of cheese in there. The liquid nacho cheese.
It might have been too much cheese.
And some other cheese. I've had like a quarter of a quesarito and like a couple bites of that Crunchwrap Supreme. I already feel sick.
There's a lot of food.
We're going to press on.
This must be the Mexi-Melt.
No. I think this is a beefy five layer. Oh no, this is the Mexi-Melt.
Now, really, let's see how close we're getting.
Wow.
It's a hodgepodging this together. Mine's messy, dude.
Dude, mine's kind of messy, too. I think whoever is employed here at the Taco Bell was not employed when the original Mexi-Melt training was out.
I don't know, bro. That's pretty close.
Oh, yeah. That's a Mexi-Melt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. That tastes just like a Mexi-Melt.
I think it is a Mexi-Melt.
So they didn't discontinue it. They just stopped putting it on their menu.
Well,
it's right here.
I think all of Taco Bell is just like
the same.
Yeah.
It's just the ingredients are like slightly different proportions.
Well, that's pretty good. I'm not going to eat any more.
Yeah, I better stop.
Okay. Mexi-Melt, timeless classic, still relevant. People should try it. Can't get it anymore. So you got to order a cheese roll-up. Add beef, add pico de gallo.
Pico de gallo.
So what's our number one right now?
I mean, that middle one was incredible.
Mm-hmm. That really was. That was the quesarito.
Oh, John.
Okay, now.
Talk to me about this.
Wait, let's recap here. Crunchwrap Supreme, out of 10, what are you giving it?
This one?
The crunch, yeah.
6.
This one's a 6 out of 10. I was not that impressed, but I'm going to... Maybe I didn't get a great one.
But be honest. I mean, don't take it easy on me.
I mean, I'll go 6 out of 10.
Hmm.
The quesarito.
That was a 9.
Yeah, I'm gonna say 8.
I might push it to 9.5 if I ask for a easy on the cheese.
Right, right. I'm gonna say 8 because it got a point off because I bit into it and cheese shot out at me, and it got on my sweatshirt.
Which you don't like.
No, it doesn't need to be that messy. We don't need that much nacho cheese concentrated in one little area. Gosh. It needs to be like thinly spread around.
Right.
The next one was the Mexi Melt. 10 out of 10.
Really?
Well, here's why. What is a Mexi Melt? It's not on the menu anymore. They made it exactly how I remember it.
That was a dead ringer for me.
So that was a Mexi Melt. Like, it's back, but it never left.
Imagine if she would have said, oh, we discontinue those.
And then she, like, added it. She's like, you got to get this and this and this, and then you got a Mexi Melt. And it's cheaper.
I thought it would be close.
Yeah.
But it was
dead
on. Yeah, yeah.
So, and the fact that it was cheaper.
Yeah, you might be right.
I'm saying 10 out of 10 for all those reasons.
Okay.
It's now a secret menu item.
Right, you can have
There's nostalgia involved. This beefy five-layer burrito used to be, here's the next item, used to be 89 cents.
It's big.
It went up eventually to 99 and then $1.09, and at that point I couldn't afford it anymore. There's some beans in here now.
Mmm.
I don't know. We got into it.
It's dry.
Well, you get what you pay for, Suze.
I'd give this a 3.
Oh. Don't be so harsh.
It's a lot of beef, and the beans are dry, and there's not a lot of sauce going on.
Mm-hmm.
I could actually use some cheese.
Mm. Well, it's called a beefy five-layer burrito, not a cheesy five-layer burrito. I've never really been able to identify the five layers. Does that just mean there's five things inside? Because none of these things, I think, are unique to going in a burrito. Like, I don't think...
Right, that's just a burrito.
That's just a burrito in there.
It has burrito fillings.
Yeah, but then they have the bean burrito, which is just beans.
So there's empanadas there.
There are. Is that what's left?
Yeah.
Okay, so
first,
let's try. You want more food?
No, I said at least there's no more food. Oh. I'm not doing so good.
So first, let's try these cinnamon twists.
Okay, this is going to be a blast from the past. I definitely used to get these as a kid.
Oh, yeah. These are delicious.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my mom used to buy us one of these, and we had to split them.
How do parents live with themselves? Cinnamon, crunchy, classic. These are delicious.
They are really good.
Out of 10?
I mean, I'm in dessert, so I'm going to do like a 7. Because it's a good dessert, but I can think of many desserts that are better, like, without even trying.
Okay.
But if all I had was that, I'd be like, dude, that was a good dessert.
Caramel apple empanada. Let's do it.
Are you struggling right now?
I mean, I think you ate more of all that food than I did. I was pretty disciplined about stopping after one or two bites.
Right.
How are you feeling?
I stopped after one or two bites on everything but the quesarito, and I ate that whole thing.
Yeah, you did. I feel like you had a little more of the crunch wrap than me, too.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't remember.
I was planning on eating an entire Crunchwrap, so I feel like I'm still about there. Because the Crunchwrap's pretty big.
Yeah, that's true. Alright, caramel apple empanada, here we go. Initial thoughts?
Holy crap, that was really good.
I told you!
Now, why wouldn't you say that this is the best dessert, not the cinnamon thing?
Well, I was trying to get there.
This is like almost like an apple churro.
I was trying to get there, but you were pushing back so hard about Sonic being the dessert place. I didn't even have time to get to the churro. I mean, to the empanada.
Wow, that's Now this could be closer to a 10 for me.
I mean, There's a ton of filling. There's apples in there.
The outside is crunchy.
It is.
The inside is warm, but not blazing hot like a McDonald's.
Well, we did just eat five things. It had time to cool off.
Mmm. Wow.
Nice, huh?
The caramel. Not overpowering, no, but there.
The caramel really sets this apart from its McDonald's equivalent.
Yeah, 100%.
Overall, I would say we both just ate that whole thing.
It's not huge.
No. Well, that's what happens when you want to try $30 worth of Taco Bell.
We still have about $20 worth of Taco Bell in our bag.
There's $20 worth of Taco Bell in this bag.
Is this wasteful, or did it do its job?
I'll throw that in there. I'm going to start a Patreon for our Taco Bell adventures.
Wow. I mean, the revelation of the night to me was the empanada.
It really was good.
It was so good. If I was just near a Taco Bell
at
dessert time, I would just get that.
It's that good?
I think so.
Do you think you could build a successful restaurant around that empanada?
Like if there was a boutique empanada only store?
Yeah.
Like in downtown Franklin? I mean, dude, I think so. It's kind of like a donut.
It was really like a donut.
Filled like a caramel apple filled.
Yeah, with sweet and caramel and sort of cinnamony. And
I'd rather have that than apple pie.
Yeah, sure. It just, you know, it had like this spice complexity over a McDonald's apple pie that a McDonald's apple pie doesn't have. And whereas the McDonald's apple pie is sometimes, you could describe the crust as attempting to be flaky, this doesn't have as many crumbs when you try to eat it.
No, it's like a solid piece of like a pie crust.
Because it's fried.
Yeah, yeah.
So it stays together a little more, you know? It doesn't flake off and get a bunch of crumbs. Uh-huh. So I think for in-car dining, it could be superior to the apple pie.
I don't want to be redundant, but the temperature was perfect.
It really was. Now, we had let it cool. How long were we eating those other things?
They're timing that. They gave it to us hotter than we needed. They knew we were going to eat dinner.
You're right.
And then... And wouldn't McDonald's do the same thing? Can't they also do that? But I feel like you're always burning your mouth on those things.
It's true. McDonald's has some sort of...
They expect us to eat them 40 minutes later.
I don't know what McDonald's doing. I don't know how they're going to get that hot in the inside. But this was not too hot on the inside. So let's rank them. Best. So you're going to say... So what was your favorite of the night? Let's do that.
The empanada. And the then caramel, followed by the quesarito.
Mm. So two things you got turned on to.
Yeah, I may have had a quesarito right when it came out, but I feel like that was 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. There was some item, I think it might have been the quesarito. The story may not translate as funny as I felt it.
It's perfect for the podcast.
I feel like there's a lot of things. but Shelly and I were on the couch watching TV in our house in California. And this ad came up for the quesarito. It was a close-up of a burrito, wrapped in a quesadilla around it, and it was this cheese drizzling out of it and all that stuff. And it was almost like the feeling that you might get if there's a Victoria's Secret ad and sitting next to your wife.
It was slightly erotic.
I'm feeling a little bit warm, embarrassed that I'm watching this in front of her. And she's going, I wish this would end. You know? And I'll never forget. I mean, when the thing ended, it was just very classic. About 3 or 4 seconds went by and she was like, "But you don't have to try it."
You didn't even say anything?
No. knew it was like that ad was enough where I would be rushing out to get that. And she's like, you don't have to try it. Like, she doesn't want me to eat junk food, right?
Right,
and
right.
She's like, well, gosh, I mean, that's a slam dunk. He's going to eat that. You know, I think my actual response in the moment was, on a long enough timeline, I will be eating that. I mean, how could you watch that ad and not reach for it?
Oh, yeah. Man.
So I think I did. I may have had one like years ago. But, dude, that was good.
That was good.
I'm pretty sure the one I had was chicken, which was not as
good. Yeah, it's not as good. That's not a good call there. Even the beef one, I don't think is as good. I think the steak. Yeah. You know, steak and cheese is a classic pairing. Even when the steak and the cheese are both poor quality, I feel like as long as you keep the quality of the cheese and the steak respective to each other, you know?
Would you do a steak quesadilla or chicken?
I would do steak.
For the same reasoning.
Chicken I do like, though. No, wait a minute. Are we talking regular dilla or double dilla?
Just a quesadilla.
Okay, so single dilla.
Would they have a double?
They had a double dia for a while, and that's where I was getting the steak double dia. That I was going to steak. But chicken... I mean, this is a long time ago. I haven't had Taco Bell. This is the first time I've had Taco Bell this year, for sure. I don't think I've had it since before the holidays. Like, maybe I had Taco Bell in September or October of last year.
Dude, well, something happened on that, because I would always eat Taco Bell, and like I just said in the story, my wife, Shelley... never ate Taco Bell. Uh-huh. That's disgusting. But when we were pregnant with our second son, which was not too, you know, long ago, she like needed Taco Bell all the time. And that never went away.
What did she get?
She would normally get the like the bowl, like the chicken bowl, mm-hmm. like the power chicken bowl. Which is like, you know, healthy-ish. Like it's like guacamole and chicken.
You know Taco Bell wins healthiest fast food restaurant like every year, right?
What?
So if you look at their menu, it's enormous. And none of the stuff that we ever order would make this thing. But like that Power Bowl and stuff. If they have more calorie like conscious and more like foods that contain fruits and veggies or something than any fast food restaurant.
Really?
If you think about it, it kind of makes sense.
Like, you could eat healthy there.
Uh-huh. Like, and so many of their meals that they sell, if you think about also the size of their stuff, so many of, like, their... I think also one thing they get praised for is the average calorie of, like, each item. That, obviously, that's going to be lower than a burger.
Like, we just had 5 items.
Yeah, but, like, what's the calorie count of each item? Like, on that... on that Mexi melt, it's not that much.
Yeah, but, like, a Big Mac is, like...
Yeah, a ton, yeah. So, like, a little unfair comparison. But yeah. But they do get praised. You can also order anything al fresco.
That's what Shelly does.
Yeah, and when you do that, it takes away the cheese. Uh-huh. And I think it takes away the beans or the rice. I don't remember. And it just adds, like, chopped up salsa or something.
Yeah.
Right? Pico de gallo? I don't know. So, it's like you can basically easily make any of their food more healthy... And a bunch of their food already is pretty healthy in terms of its low calories. Now, it might not be high-quality food.
That's a little bit like saying Mexican food is more health-conscious than burger joints. You know what I mean? It's like, okay.
Saying that. I mean...
I'll give you that.
And I mean, yeah, it's a little unfair because, yeah, everybody they're being compared to is McDonald's, Burger King, Arby's, Jack in the Box. Right? All these... All these... kind of ones that, but
like Chick-fil-A has a grilled chicken salad, like, you know what I mean, like you could eat healthy there.
Yeah, and you could do it at McDonald's too. I think they just win it because they have like the most options or something or whatever, you know.
That's a shock because Taco Bell is generally seen like anecdotally as like terrible for you.
Oh, absolutely. Wow. And I think anything, I mean, what is that cheese sauce? It certainly should not be put in your body.
When I was dating Shelly, she called it taco smell. Because she thought it was so gross for you.
Taco what?
Taco smell.
Taco smell?
Oh, you're getting taco smell?
Oh, I get it.
You know, like, that's gross. But man, Colton saved the day with the pregnancy.
Do you see this?
That's fair game.
Why do people do this?
What?
Why do they feel the need to park in their own driveway? but park so far back in their driveway that they're completely covering the sidewalk. No, this car right here.
No, I saw it.
These cars over here, I understand if you have one car in your driveway, then you pull up another behind it, sure. And it's like a little too long. Although I don't think you should do that either.
It's unnecessary.
But what's the point of the person who just sits all the way back and just blocks the sidewalk?
It's douchey.
When there's a whole open driveway in front of them.
And you know, the sad thing is that they're forcing kids into the street that are like on a bike. It's right. Like, that should be for them, you know? Let them go by your house.
Let them go right by. Well, this was fun, wasn't it?
I mean, we
ended up getting the Taco Bell. It ended up being okay.
How do you feel right now, physically?
I can go to bed. I don't feel like I ate too much.
Okay.
But I feel like I just ate, and I'm not like feeling like I just had. Like, usually if I have just meat and veggies, I don't feel a thing. You know what I mean?
Okay, but so you're feeling a little bit more than that.
Yeah, a little bit. It's also 12:20. It's like, why did we just eat that? But I really didn't eat that much, so I'm glad I didn't eat much. I did have that entire caramel apple empanada. I feel like that's what I felt pretty good until I just ate that whole thing.
Yeah, I don't feel great right now.
Yeah, the things we do for tone.
Yeah, or, kind of for being a junkie.
Or whatever this is.
I'm glad that people will listen to over an hour of just Taco Bell criticism.
We literally just recorded the audio of us trying to go to Taco Bell, forgetting our wallet, trying to set up a Taco Bell app.
I hope that people can understand that none of that was staged. We legit just tried to get it the
I
first
really
time.
Thought this was going to be, oh, cool, we just did a podcast. Now we'll have this little special after the podcast episode. I'll call it After the Podcast, Taco Bell.
You have done full podcasts that were shorter than that tack-on.
Absolutely. And now we just did 28 minutes of forgetting the wallet, coming back, and then 35 minutes of going in, getting Taco Bell, and coming back. I mean...
Should we put something at the end of this to see if you've made it this far?
Like if you've made it this far...
Can we do like a free pack or something?
If you've made it this far...
But you cannot tell other
people. Yeah, please don't tell other people this.
Only... private message.
If you've made it this far, you need to. Here's what I'm afraid.
Okay.
I don't want 100 PMs. And I have no idea. I see how many.
Yeah.
I see how many people listen. I can't see if they make it to the end. So if it says, like on average, I think it's 680 something people listen per episode.
Okay.
So some episodes have 1500 downloads, some episodes have 300.
Would you say this was a remarkably odd episode though?
100% not at all indicative of the other content on this podcast, and I'm very grateful for that.
Look, I'm not going to force your hand here, but I feel like the fine people that have gone through, if they had listened to all of tonight's podcast, that would be over 3 hours of content and not fast forwarded.
Okay. Guys, if you're listening to this, I am recording this at 12:23. It's the 11th. It's 23 minutes into the 11th. Mm. I will, for 1 week, make a coupon code that says Taco Bell that will make... What pack should be free? Well, see, different people are going to have different packs.
No, let's just do one pack. Just make it easy on you. The Earhart, since we talked about it tonight.
We talked about the Earhart. The Benson 2-pack will be free with the coupon code Taco Bell. And if you could please comment... What should they comment?
Comment.
Sometimes I ask people, I go, hey, if you listen through this, just comment at the end.
There should be no giveaway to other people that this is happening other than they get the coupon code. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just type in that coupon code, enjoy your free profiles, and just keep it to yourself. Because you deserve these for listening to this long.
You do. And if you want to tell people they should listen to the Taco Bell episode, you can. Just please don't tell them about this.
Let them find the code on
Let them find the code on something. It'll be like the April Fool's coupon.
Exactly.
Wasn't that so funny?
This keeps everything alive for me. These types of things.
Totally.
Enjoy those ear hearts.
Did you put it? Let me ask you a question. Did you put in the April Fool's coupon
right
to see
away.
If it doubled it?
Seconds after you posted.
Like why? What did you think?
I thought it would double it.
You thought it would double?
I thought that was the whole thing. A $40 pack becomes an $80 pack.
What would have happened if people had bought it at that price?
No one would have. Everyone would have put it in like I did. See that it did that in Apple Q.
You underestimate people.
I have seen comments of some people say, "I wish I could pay you twice for these profiles."
But you
they're
also,
so awesome.
You underestimate what people notice too and don't notice. I believe people would put it in, believing it makes the packs cheaper, and then just look at the total at the end and be like, "Well,
that's
guess it's $80.
Deal.
I don't know, like a $40.
But I got seven profiles.
I'm not even sure they would like packs. They would analyze that this used to say 40. And then now it says 80.
Wow.
Or people, this used to say 10.
People
this was
are
a $10 pack.
Quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Wow,
oh,
that's
yeah.
crazy. Everybody, I think what we're taking away from tonight is just slow down.
Do you know how many times, no offense to anybody who sends me this, I don't mind at all if this happens to you. It happens to a lot of people. But a lot of people will email me and go, "Hey, I just picked up the Empire pack. And I didn't realize, but I had previously bought it."
Oh, funny.
You know, a month ago or
yeah,
2 months ago.
I already had it.
And I go, "Oh, yeah." And I'm just thinking, they must have forgot to load on the Kemper. Or I look at their order and they're like, "Look, they bought three packs at once." Mm-hmm. They haven't even looked at it, probably. Because, you know, you can put stuff on your Kemper, forget it's there, right?
Totally.
This one guy messaged me. "Hey, HW, I just ordered..." I'm going to make it up. "I just ordered the Empire pack, the Benson pack, the 65 Loman pack, and... the Sir Beauty pack, or the Beauty pack. I just realized I already had the Beauty pack, the 65 amps pack, and the...
I had 75% of my order.
He had 3 out of 4 of the ones he just reordered,
oh,
and I thought... And I looked at his order history, and I just really quickly glanced. I didn't see, like it wasn't like he had a million orders. You know, there was probably, I don't remember, 4 orders maybe.
Yeah.
I just thought it was so funny that he had, I guess, and it wasn't like it was new stuff.
Right.
You know, and it wasn't like, "Hey, I forgot I already upgraded to the everything pack." It was like, I went and searched for these same ones on the website again, added them to the cart, I did all this. I bought it.
That's like major deja vu.
Yeah. I forgot about it, yeah. Went back to the site,
the
located them
again.
Got
my credit card.
Started laughing thing. Like, yeah.
That's really
man. Cool. But I didn't mind. Of course, I did not mind. I never mind replacing packs for people. I did have a good laugh. I hope that guy's not listening and think I'm making fun of him.
If he is, he can put in the code Taco Bell and get Earhart the Benson 2 for free.
Because it's also got the Vinny in there.
Oh yeah.
Called it my cousin.
My cousin, yeah.
My cousin Vinny.
Well,
Suze, it's 12:28. I think we should get to bed.
If I leave right now, I will be home at 1 o'clock.
I'm HW.
Suze, out.
Out.